DW.
Outside Gajah Mada University in the Javan city of Yogyakarta, four young Indonesians are preparing to hop on their motorbikes. Sulato, Rindi, Gita, and Nida are heading to Krikak in the northwest of the city. Sulato puts dozens of small white buckets into his bag. Each has a warning written on it: don't steal, don't move, and don't open. Sulato's colleagues stock up on info leaflets and plastic containers with orange paper strips inside. All four are wearing brightly colored shirts emblazoned with a logo that reads, "Eliminate Dengue." And that's exactly what they intend to do. Dengue fever is one of the fastest spreading diseases in the world. There are now an estimated 390 million cases of dengue each year. That's a 30-fold increase over the past 50 years. Dengue, or breakbone fever, was present in only 9 countries before 1970. That number has now risen to 130. That's because the tiger mosquitoes that transmit the disease have vastly expanded their range. Turns out, these dangerous little insects are the true beneficiaries of globalization and travel. Dengue is a very unpleasant disease. It causes high fever, joint pain, and terrible headaches. In some cases, it turns into so-called severe dengue fever, leading to bleeding, breathing difficulties, and sometimes even death. It's no surprise, then, that in affected areas like Yogyakarta, many people live in fear. Sanivati Sukamto is one of them.
6 months yang lalu dah. Oh, lebih menjaga kebersihan lagi, lebih hati-hati lagi.
My 11-year-old daughter Natalia got infected 6 months ago, probably at school. We had to take her to the hospital for 3 days. Her body was incredibly hot. She had high fever and absolutely no strength. Right, honey?
Lemas. Lemas.
Yes, she had a headache and felt very, very weak. It took her a very long time to recover.
Panas dan lemas.
The most obvious way to get rid of dengue is wiping out the mosquitoes that carry it. But that's easier said than done. In Yogyakarta, the Aedes aegypti species of mosquito is the main vector or carrier of the dengue virus. It's able to breed in tiny amounts of water. Rainwater left in flower pots, in empty cans, a puddle hidden under a heap of trash. Most people don't eliminate breeding sites consistently enough. It has to be done every day, and the breeding spots can be hard to find. Plus, insecticides aren't much use, because the mosquitoes rapidly develop resistance to them. The mosquitoes just have amazing powers, says Eliminate Dengue's entomologist, Varsito Tantuvijoyo.
Aedes aegypti is very strong. Strong and it's very survivable.
The Aedes aegypti type of mosquito is very strong. First, it survives really well. It can produce up to 100 eggs per female. Second, they have an insecticide resistance capacity. Another thing is their behavior. They have adapted to humans. So they only bite humans. As long as they're in a house where people live and where they have their breeding site, then the mosquitoes will just stay there. They're limited in terms of moving to other places.
Tantuvijoyo says the mosquitoes usually fly just a meter above the ground and make hardly any noise. They bite during the day, and their bite causes little pain, so people don't usually notice. Only the females suck blood in order to reproduce. And a single female mosquito can feed on up to 8 people in a single meal. That's how dengue is passed on from one person to another. So how do you fight such a formidable enemy? The Eliminate Dengue project has a surprising weapon: more mosquitoes. Even Eliminate Dengue's own entomologist, Varsito Tantuvijoyo, was skeptical at first.
This is a bit crazy. Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
The idea is to control dengue by releasing mosquitoes that carry a bacterium which stops them from transmitting the dengue virus. Wolbachia is a common bacterium present in up to 60% of all insects: butterflies, moths, flies, and mosquitoes. Wolbachia doesn't do carrier insects much harm, but it manipulates the insect's reproduction and spreads very efficiently. Wolbachia's trick is to prevent certain viruses from replicating inside the insect, including the dengue virus, as well as other tropical diseases like Zika and chikungunya. A female insect infected with Wolbachia will pass the bacteria onto its offspring. But if a male insect has Wolbachia and mates with a non-infected female, their eggs will not hatch. As a result, entire populations of insects in a given area are quickly infected. Aedes aegypti is not a natural host for Wolbachia, but Australian scientists have found a method of injecting thousands of mosquito eggs with the bacteria. When they mature, these Wolbachia-infected mosquitoes cannot transmit the dengue virus. And when they breed, they spread Wolbachia very effectively among wild mosquitoes. The result is fewer humans being infected with dengue. Let's go back to those orange strips of paper the Eliminate Dengue team brought out with them. They're covered in the eggs of Aedes aegypti, infected with Wolbachia. Working their way through Kigak's maze of narrow streets, Sulato, Rindi, Gita and Nida show residents how to breed dengue-preventing mosquitoes.
So here are the eggs. Yes, those tiny black dots on the orange paper. And here's the food for the larva. Normal fish food. We use about 1.5 tablets. Would you be so kind as to fill this 1-litre bucket up with water? So everything goes into the bucket and then we put the lid on top.
Are these the holes where the mosquitoes will come out?
Exactly, but wild mosquitoes won't get in. They find the holes too difficult to navigate.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
The Eliminate Dengue team is carrying out a trial. They've divided their study area in Yogyakarta into 24 blocks of 2,500 square meters. One household in each block hosts a breeding bucket with dengue-resistant mosquitoes. After a little more than a week, the eggs develop into adult mosquitoes and begin to reproduce. In fact, only half of the blocks were actually given Wolbachia mosquitoes. The others serve as a control group. Mosquitoes are released every 2 weeks for 6 months. Local health clinics will monitor the number of dengue cases for the next 2 years. It's Eliminate Dengue's first controlled large-scale trial. They hope Wolbachia will reduce the number of dengue cases by at least 50%. So far, people living in the study areas have been very open to the project. The trial couldn't have gone ahead without their consent. Danang Savito is the head of a neighborhood of about 1,200 people.
When there is a case of dengue in the family, people panic. We take the family to the hospital as fast as possible. If there is a case, people report to me, and then we carry out measures to reduce the risk that more people get infected. Like we look for hidden breeding sites for the mosquitoes. We get the people who do the fogging. Last year, it was quite intensive. The number of dengue cases was quite high, especially near the river, which is the best place for the mosquitoes. We managed quite well, so there were no fatalities in this area. In principle, this is why my community is happy about this project, because people are concerned about dengue. We get a lot of education on this.
Eliminate Dengue began an information campaign more than a year before the first anti-dengue mosquitoes were released. Project managers visited all kinds of community get-togethers, from council meetings to mothers' associations and youth clubs, to talk about their new strategy against the disease. They also try to be present at street fairs and festivals, where they hand out information. But the most important thing is to listen to people's concerns, says Bekti Andari, who's responsible for communication at Eliminate Dengue.
The most question asked by the community is for sure is about the safety of the technology. The bacteria is not new, but the technology putting the bacteria inside the Aedes aegypti for them is still new. Is it safe? Will the Wolbachia inside the Aedes aegypti will not be mutated into other creatures, monster, mutant, and also the second one is about the government involvement in this project, because this is the large-scale public health intervention. They would like to be answered that the government has also approval from the authorities.
Risks associated with releasing Wolbachia mosquitoes have been found to be negligible by several independent reviewers. But the team is ready to address people's fears and complaints, and not just with words. They've also shaped the trials in response to public concerns. For example, in a previous, much smaller study outside Yogyakarta, Eliminate Dengue released adult Wolbachia mosquitoes. When they were let out of the containers, they were, well, pretty hungry, says Adi Utarini, professor at Gajah Mada University and director of the Eliminate Dengue program in Indonesia.
Releasing adult mosquitoes is not so easy to cope emotionally by the community, because although 2 years prior to the release, we already engaged a lot trying to make the community to understand the idea of this. When we tried in the second site, then we no longer use the mosquito, adult mosquito release, but then we use the egg release. So in this way, I think the big change is that we ask the community to take care of the bucket. So there's a sense of ownership there in the community, and they feel that when they agree to take care of the bucket, and that they really do take care of the bucket. It's very different when we release adult mosquitoes. There's no process of ownership in that area.
Right now, the community is very supportive of the new technology. But Eliminate Dengue is well aware this could change over the course of the study. They're already working on strategies to react to possible adverse events, although they hope they won't have to use them. If the trial succeeds in reducing the number of dengue cases in Yogyakarta, Wolbachia mosquitoes are on track to be used across the whole of Indonesia, and maybe even worldwide. DW.